mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is the quote out of a local newspaper by William Von Winkle, who owns three buildings on what remains of Smith Street up in Connecticut, where they're saying they can take property for absolutely no reason. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. I'm going to fight until they give up. They can do their little development around here with us here, or they can do no development and try to take it. Because until they stop trying to take my property by eminent domain, they are not going to build anything at Fort Turnbull. It's simple as that. And we've got him and others coming up a little. He and others coming up a little bit later. But Michael Cristofaro and his family, they own several properties, and they're just sick of it. They're just leaving that area. The problem is this is going to happen now nationwide. Drive by Michael Cristofaro's home at 50 Denison Avenue. Tomorrow, he promises, you'll see the sign for sale. I'm out of here. I'm selling my home. Cristofaro, a New London resident for 43 years, said Thursday. I'm a white-collar worker, computer engineer. Who do they want living in this town? The Cristofaro family owns a second home at 53rd Goshen Street in the Fort Turnbull neighborhood. On Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed the city's right to take that home and homes of other property owners by eminent domain. The decision came as no surprise to those fighting to save their homes. And it's not for a bridge or a road. It is simply if developers can show that they'll build a building that'll have more property tax, then you have no property rights. Mr. Cristofaro, Mike, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you very much. I'm proud to be here.
We got a break in a second. We'll come back with a long segment. I have plenty of time to talk. But this fight's been going on for a while, and it's gotten national attention. Tell us why you're upset about it.
Well, you got to understand, my family's lived in New London for the last 42 years. And 35 years ago, the city of New London took our first home by eminent domain. And they purchased this home on Goshen Street, 53 Goshen, back in 1971, after they lost their first house. And the city came back and took it again, for the same reason. Our first home was torn down, and there's an office complex sitting right where the property used to be. So we're sick and tired of this. You know, developers should not take your property so that they could make their money and everything else off of your sweat and equity. These are our properties. We have the right to live in them, and we should be able to stay in them.
Now, for a long time, they've gone into vibrant working-class neighborhoods and destroyed everything. But now they're going into middle-class areas. And I've been telling folks, this has been going on for a while, stealing people's property when it's not even eminent domain, you know, for some bridge or something. But now that we've got a Supreme Court ruling backing these criminals up.
You're absolutely right. And the thing is, no one is safe. I mean, it doesn't make a difference if you're poor, you're middle class, you're upper class. It does not make a difference. So the rule in the way it came down is if somebody wants your property and if they could generate more tax dollars than you can, if they want to put up a Target or Home Depot, Lowe's or whatever you have, the municipality can come to you and kick you out of your property and take it.
Well, then you really don't own that property.
We haven't even owned our property for the last 5 years. The city gave my mom and dad a condemnation notice November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving, in the year 2000. We don't even hold title to the property.
Now, I've also read then they're not even trying to give people the value of the home by these condemnation notices. It's just in the value of the lot.
That's basically true.
Unbelievable.
The original offer was $60,000 for a 10-room home with a half acre of land.
Oh.
And, I mean, the final offer was $150,000, and we're paying taxes on $215,000, and that's, you know, a value for $2,000. Where is a family going to go buy
Mike, stay there. Stay there. Folks from New York, California, to Austin, Texas are hearing this right now, to Kansas City, Missouri. This is coming. This is happening everywhere. Stay there. I want to talk about this. See? Again, folks, I've been following this for 2 years in this particular town. They don't even give you what your house was worth. Stay there, sir. We'll be right back. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The entire Bill of Rights, due process, is being destroyed. The borders are wide open. The Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down. Police corruption is at all-time highs. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer 3 years ago reported that over half the bars in Seattle are owned by police. Do you know how? They admitted it. They will sell each other drugs in your bathroom. Not even the informant doesn't sell it to somebody else. They will sell a small amount of drugs in your bathroom to each other and take it, and then they give it to cops on the force. Folks, Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Okay, this government is totally out of control across the board. You all know about the horror stories. Some cities, some towns, some states are better than others. But it is bad. It is really bad. And people like William Von Winkle says he's going to stay. He's going to fight them. He's not leaving. They're not going to bulldoze his businesses and homes. Whereas other individuals like Michael Cristofano and his two homes there that are going to be bulldozed, his family decades ago had other homes they owned taken, nice middle-class homes, by the city for office buildings. Not for bridges, not for highways, not for hospitals. No, because some developer wants your land. And understand, they've been abusing the working class people for a while with, quote, your area is blighted. Now they're doing it to middle-class folks. And this just came up during the last segment with Mr. Cristofano. Mr. Cristofano, some stations don't carry that first segment. So let's recap your history, what happened. And I brought up that covering this story in the last 2 years, I noticed that they would condemn the houses, and then instead of having to pay you $200,000+ for your Victorian 10-room home on a half acre, instead of paying you $250,000, lowest value, get a lot more for it. By condemning it, then they just offer you $50,000 for the lot. Again, and some of these owners bought their houses 10 years ago, haven't even paid the notes off, and then they condemn them, and so you don't even get enough money to pay it off. Folks, this is total criminality. Michael, Mike, please break this down for us.
Well, you got to understand, when they approached us, they really lowballed the price. I mean, it was $60,000 for this piece of property. And it's like, where is a middle-class person, or even a low-income person, supposed to move out of their homes and find another place to live?
Well, this is waterfront, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're about 200-300 feet from the waterfront.
And you're a white-collar computer programmer.
Yes, I'm a computer engineer, yes.
Engineer.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm a white-collar worker. I mean, I make decent money.
These are beautiful homes with history. I mean, I've seen photos of them.
You're absolutely right. They're over 100 years old. And the thing is, they would fit perfect in this type of redevelopment. I mean, why can't you mix
houses like that in Georgetown go for $2 million?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But the thing is, it's not even about the money. It's just about your home, about you wanting to remain in your home. I mean, we have families there that have been there for over 100 years. I mean, how can you take people out of their homes that are, they've been there since 1895?
Well, I tell you, on our family farmstead in East Texas, you can feel the history in the dirt. You know, we've been there since 1829, and you can just feel the history there.
And can you imagine them telling these people to get out, that we want your farmland or whatever so that we could build, an office complex, a biotech building, a fitness club? Boy, and what the real flopper is, they're going to put residential homes back into this neighborhood, but yet they don't want us living in this neighborhood.
Now, again, before the break, you were saying $50,000. Is it 50 or 60 they first offered after they condemned the house?
It was $60,000.
And okay, I'm sorry, your phone was cutting out, so I thought you said 50. So $60,000, but what are you paying on property tax? What are they valuing your home for?
They're valuing the property at $215,000, and their final offer to get it out was $150,000, so it was only 70% of the value.
And so your home is paid for?
Right, and the home has been paid for.
Now let's go back, though. How many decades ago did they steal your first house?
They did that back in 1971. We purchased this house after the first eminent domain proceedings.
So your city council is old hat at this.
Oh, you hit that right on the nose. They love using that eminent domain power. The sad part was they didn't even have the guts to use the eminent domain against us. They gave the power to a private entity called the New London Development Corporation, who used the power.
Yeah, these regional boards do it, yeah.
Right. They didn't have the guts to come out to us and do it themselves.
How about special elections removing the people on the council?
Well, we did. On our last elections, we voted out four of the six council members.
And let me guess, they all got jobs with the real estate council.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the next day that they were voted in, they came back, before they were voted there, they were stating that, they were against the eminent domain, they were going to put a stop to it. The moment they walked into office, they were voting for it. I mean, how do you win? They say you need to vote out your elected officials because they're the ones that are causing it. You vote them out, and the new ones just do the same thing. We need to get the laws changed. We need to get the laws changed. We need to get our legislation, our Congress, to turn around and protect property owners. The U.S. Supreme Court, with that 5-4 decision, they basically erased what our forefathers wanted in the Constitution.
Well, listen, if they want to put a Walmart there, and Walmart, by the way, comes in and says, we'll build right on the city line if you don't give us that piece of property we want. Boy, here comes the city after your land. Or, if they want to put that Target there, or they want to put those homes there, in your case, this is a free market country, then let them pay what it'll take to get you out. I mean, I imagine they offered you $1 million, you might do it.
Well, you know what? If it was a free enterprise, I would probably take the offer. But what they did, they approached us, they intimidated us, they harassed us.
Oh, tell me about it.
You know, they didn't treat anybody with any dignity.
Well, give us details. Tell us what they did.
Oh, yeah. They would show up at my parents' homes on Sunday dinner with contracts in hand, tell them that they don't have a choice in the matter. You need to sign this contract now or you're going to get less money. They would. My parents were, you know, in their late 70s. They would call them at all hours of the day, harassing them, intimidation. They would have the bulldozers pointing at the house, saying, your house is next.
Sir, that is terroristic threats. You mean they would bring bulldozers to say, we're going to tear it down, sign the contract?
Yeah, basically.
You got to sue them. Sir, that is terroristic threats. That is official oppression. That is unbelievable. I didn't know that. Oh, I've got to write an article about this. When did this happen?
And a lot of these elderly people, they didn't have a choice. They ended up signing on the contract, and, you know, they moved. And what the city didn't realize was they were getting people like myself that are in their 40, you know, between the 40s and 55, that said, you know what? This is wrong. We're going to stand back
fight. Mr. Cristofaro, let's be specific. This is unbelievable. You see, notice the national media hadn't told us this. It's always worse every time. It's worse than what we were told. If that's actually possible, it's many times worse. This is hellish. You're telling me they would do the classic thing of the bulldozers, and if they, again, folks, didn't need the contract, they'd already gone with the bulldozers. It's in court, and they've got bulldozers pointed at the house with 70-year-old people telling them to sign the contract. Give me the specifics.
Sign the contract, or you're not even going to get what we're offering you, and we're just going to throw you out because we're going to use eminent domain.
With bulldozers?
With bulldozers, a wrecking ball.
Bulldozers revving their engines?
Well, you know, sometimes early in the morning they would be in there, you know, revving them up like they were warming them up.
Well, the reason I know about this is in other cases with farmers and people. I'm going to tell you something, sir. I saw a video that I was not allowed to show on TV by a construction crew at a base in San Antonio with Marines 5 years ago. And they had bulldozers revving them up. It was Marines and role players with signs saying, this is America, you can't have our farm. And it was how to intimidate people.
Well, they must have a book out on it because, you know, they're basically using the same kind of
tactics. I just said revving engines and see.
Yeah.
Imagine old people with engines, sign it, you know, with black smoke coming out of the smokestack. Good Lord.
You know, I mean, how can these people tolerate that? You know, when they served my mom with the condemnation notice the day before Thanksgiving, we had to bring her to the emergency room because she was having, you know, a mild
heart
attack.
My grandfather had a heart attack after they did this to him, okay? I know.
You know?
They told him to clean out some ditch he didn't even own. And he didn't call me. He went and did it at 70-something years old and had a heart attack.
Well, I can tell you this.
So
we're not
sick
going
of these
anywhere.
People.
We're digging our heels in even deeper. And all I can say is I hope that, you know, our nation, you know, stands behind us. I mean, these seven property owners took this to the U.S. Supreme Court. And now what we need is the rest of this nation to basically get off the couches, write to their congressman, and tell them how wrong this is.
That's right. Hundreds of others were intimidated into capitulating. Were other homes, were other people intimidated with bulldozers?
Yes, they were.
Well, that's terrorism. If I went to somebody's house with a bulldozer, started revving it up, and I'm a private individual, even government it's illegal, walked up and said, sign, I'm going to bulldoze, when they had no authority to bulldoze, they're not going to jail?
Yeah. We had an elderly man that lived in his house for 80 years. He was 93 when he passed away. On his deathbed, his last words were, what about my house? I mean, can you imagine what that family went through? I mean, the stress alone for that poor man on his last days, and he was more concerned about his house.
Now, was this the Development Corporation, the regional body of representing the land barons? Was that who was revving up the bulldozers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, exactly. I mean, they hired the contract. They told them what to do.
How does this contractor live with himself?
I wish I knew.
Boy, they better hope that guy never... Man, I tell you what. Intimidating old people. You know, the Bible says, folks, that is the ultimate sin, is abusing the weak. And let me tell you something, boy. I am boiling right now. I am boiling. Sir, can you do one more segment with us?
Sure.
I know you're busy. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, it got 10 times worse. It's worse than we knew.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I have read since yesterday morning when the Supreme Court ruled on this swath of Victorian era style homes along the waterfront there. I have read scores of articles, and in the last 2 years, I have interviewed locals, I have covered it, and I thought I knew everything about it. I guarantee you the local news media has heard these stories. The local news media knew about this, and nowhere in the local news media that I've seen or nationally have the details of this been available. So now after this broadcast, I'm going to get together with Watson and write a big article about this. I guess it'll have something like New London Homeowners Viciously Intimidated and Abused News Blackout. we'll have to get the comments and put it in the article, and I'm going to call a few other of the owners and of course, double-check all this, though I'm aware of these tactics in other areas. But, I mean, how could it be worse? Well, it got a lot worse, and our guest has agreed to stay with us until about 50 after. So if you want to talk to Mike directly about this issue, not about the Federal Reserve, not about Iraq, let's talk to the guest about this issue. Next segment, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. For Mike and his family, who already had one home stolen back in 1971. Mike, we were talking during the break. I know it makes your blood boil. You, unlike some of the other owners, you're just getting out of there. That's how you're quoted. Are these accurate quotes?
Oh, they're absolutely. There's a sign in front of my property today that basically says, for sale, I'm out of here, and thank you, NLDC. That's the New London Development Corporation. I've lived here for 42 years of my life, and we've lost two houses now. And I think the next wave of eminent domain that this town's going to use is where I'm living today. So I you know, it's two strikes. You know, you've got me. The third strike, I'm out of here.
And you're
going to
be getting massively less than what even the tax rolls say it's worth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know where these people are going to go. Now, if you really want your blood to boil, how would you like to hear this one? The City of New London stated that they're going to charge us back rent if we lost this case. And in some cases, what they're going to charge us for back rent, we'll be paying the City of New London to be kicked out of our own houses.
Again, nowhere in the news. So what they do is they condemn your property 5 years, then they charge you monthly for being on their property.
Exactly. I mean, they haven't submitted the bill yet. But from what I've heard is that the bill is going to probably exceed what they're going to give us.
How much are they talking about?
Well, the property that they're offering is $150,000. So, you know, some people are like Billy Von Winkle's property. They're talking he's going to be owing the city over $200,000 in back rent.
And then you'd be owing
$100,000. If not more.
Again, this is the intimidation.
Yeah.
Revving bulldozers. We're going to charge you back taxes. And again, no court had found. Nothing had happened. They're just revving bulldozers saying, sign the document. Did you ever see that movie? I think it's called The River with Mel Gibson. One of his little known, it's one of my favorites, and it's based on a composite of a couple different true stories where they want to take his property, his cornfield, and his house, and he physically stands up against them. You ever seen that movie?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Well, where are the real life Mel Gibsons? I tell you, this sounds like the Soviet Union.
You know what? One of my neighbors over there yesterday he basically said, "You know, welcome to Russia." I mean, that's what it feels like. I mean, you have no rights. I mean, the U.S. Supreme Court just took away our property rights. That's what they did.
Well, you know, the Supreme Court in the past, two separate times, said blacks were not human beings. Now, on the face of it, we know that's ridiculous.
That's right.
So let them say they're God. They're not God. Are they your God, Mike?
No, they're not. You know, the U.S. Supreme Court is not God, and they're not my God.
Well, this is mafia tactics. I mean, these corporations come in and pay off city council members, and then they come and steal your land, and then don't even pay you what it's worth.
Yep. And on top of that, one of the stipulations so that we could stay in our property was that we would have to get the homeowner's insurance and name the city and NLDC as the insured property owners.
Neil Bortz has been championing you guys, and I commend him for it. Have you told Neil Bortz about the revving bulldozers and threats?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Now, you talked about 70-plus-year-old people having bulldozers revving and people threatening them to sign the documents. What about the 92-year-old man? What were they doing to him?
Basically, they've dumped trailers and, you know, construction equipment. His house would be vibrating all hours of the day. I mean, they had these massive floodlights. I mean, and on top of that, his wife was blind, so she never even knew what was going on around.
That sounds like Waco, where they had the lights shining on them. My goodness.
You know, I mean, and like I said, you know, these are two elderly people who lived in their homes all their lives.
Well, I want to hear about some of the other harassment. I know I was talking to you earlier that there's even more. Well, let's chronicle the abuse here in the new Soviet America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility, as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Guest here in just a moment. They already stole one of his homes back in 1971. Now they're taking their two other homes, bought and paid for, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on the property rolls. They're giving them a fraction of that. And they're talking about charging them back taxes or rent. Because imagine, they condemn your house so they can devalue it to not even pay you. See, I mean, folks, this is so criminal. Before we go back to the calls, talking about this travesty in New London, Connecticut, folks, can you imagine people coming to your door? This is John Doe. Hello, 75-year-old lady. Listen, you need to sign this contract. You see those bulldozers? I'm about to bulldoze it if you don't do it. And then coming up because they bought the property next to it with lights shining in your house and making noise and, you know, scumbag people out in their bulldozers. You better do it, boy. I mean, just you understand how evil that, I mean, what type of scum? Well, I'm just a contractor and I'm paid to do it. And I got a job and I'm going to carry you down. Just don't come around my house, you pieces of garbage. Some bully comes to my house doing that, you're not going to like what happens. I guarantee it. And don't you threaten me with a deadly weapon with a bulldozer. The minute they did that, I'd stick a video camera in their face. No, I'd set them up. I'd turn the cameras on, have it hidden up there in a planter up by the, like I do. I'd have a camera hidden up there on the planter. I'd hit the button to start the VCR, and I'd act all scared and let them say lots of criminal stuff. Yeah. And then I'd go and I'd charge them. I'd make sure they got charged with harassment and intimidation. Folks, that's what the mafia does. You take my cousin Luigi and you put him on as your store manager and you pay him $30,000 a year. And this is back in the 40s. Or we're going to burn your business down. Now, you do what I say or it's extortion, ladies and gentlemen. It's racketeering. And I'm about to get on a plane and go up to New London. I want to be there when the bulldozers come in. And I bet they got scumbag cops that are going straight to hell who will arrest these old people whenever they say no to the bulldozers. I bet they'll SWAT team them. I bet they'll taser them. I bet they're scum of the earth. All right, I'm sorry. I'm really getting emotional and upset about this. Going back to our guests, and we'll go to your calls. Michael, you know, we get upset about football and baseball, but we really should get upset physically, Michael, about what's happening to you and others.
It's everyone's property rights. There's no one safe. If you're a future property owner, I mean, it could be your children, your grandchildren, everyone's at stake here with this, with your property rights.
But I mean, to say you're going to have to pay back rent, so that's pure intimidation and extortion.
Absolutely.
And now, tell me specifically about this woman who had the heart attack.
Well, that my mom. What basically happened was the sheriff who came to their door on I believe it was a Wednesday afternoon.
Her mother, oh my God.
And they handed her condemnation papers. And on the condemnation papers, it basically said you no longer own your property and you have 90 days to be evicted from your property. You need to be out of that property. My mother didn't know what to do. She sat down, she started crying, and next thing we knew, that you know, we were calling an ambulance to bring her to the hospital.
Well, they say moving is more painful psychologically than a death in the family.
You're absolutely right. I mean, can you imagine someone in their, you know, 70s, in their 80s that are being relocated to a new home that they don't want to be in?
Well, plus with the amount of money you get, you can't buy something comparable.
You're absolutely right. The city is basically making all these families homeless. That's what I'm basically looking at.
You know, if they're going to steal the property, why not give you the money? Because they're evil, folks.
You're absolutely right.
Robbing old ladies. Now, what about this 92-year-old man? Did it contribute to his death?
Absolutely. Can you imagine the stress that poor man went through?
All I want to know is, sir, and I can tell you, I know a little bit about the law. This is intimidation. This is racketeering. This is extortion. You've got to get lawyers from outside the city, and you've got to sue them.
We're going to look at every avenue at this point, you know, to protect our property still, because we're not going anywhere. They're going to be dragging us off that property.
Well, then what does the sign mean that we're for sale?
It says not for sale.
Oh, I'm ignorant. Not for sale.
Yes, it's not for sale. I mean, and that's exactly how we stand behind it.
So what's going to happen?
Like I said, you know, they're going to have to physically remove us from that property. It's not going to be a pretty sight when they try to evict these 85-year-old ladies out of their, you know, homes or their bedrooms.
Do you know about the Day newspaper?
Absolutely.
The local paper there?
Yes.
They misquoted you then. Listen to this. Drive by Michael Cristofaro's home at 50 Denison Avenue tomorrow, and he promises you'll see a sign for sale. I'm out of here. I'm selling my home. A New London resident of 43 years said. They on purpose misquoted you.
No, that's actually not a misquote. That is my property that's around the corner from the from Goshen Street, which is not part of the eminent domain proceedings. I am going to sell.
I got you, because you're so disgusted with the area, you are planning on leaving, but right now you're going to fight them.
Right.
Oh, now I understand. Okay, the riddle is solved.
We're fighting. Right now I'm fighting for my parents' property.
Now, there's been so much harassment. There's been so much harassment going on. What other harassment's going on?
Well, you know, like yesterday when the decision came down, the city actually had police cruisers and the fire trucks cruising our neighborhood because they thought there was going to be a riot. And I was like, what are they planning on doing? Hosing us down? You know, I mean, give us a break. We're just trying to protect our rights. We went to court. Okay, we lost. But you know what? We're looking at other avenues. You know, we do this on the legal basis, not the way the city does it.
Sir, I want you to describe for me. Were you ever there when your mother had the people revving bulldozers at her?
Of course.
For the listeners, and we're going to calls, I want you to describe exactly what it's like. I want people to get a picture of pure evil.
Absolutely. I mean, can you imagine? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, can you imagine, you know, seeing these big, you know, bulldozers pointing at your house, and like you said, you know, they start revving their engines, and you see that little smoke stack up on top of the little lid, you know, opening and closing with all that black smoke billowing, okay, and all they do is rev it for about 5 or 10 minutes, turn it off, then they, you know, turn it back on, and they'll raise the front of the bulldozer.
You know, I've heard of these cases where the big old boy up front says, I'm very sorry, ma'am, but instead, no, it was somebody, they didn't even have the orders, they're just there saying, sign, describe that.
Well, they basically, you know, they come with your contracts in their hands, okay, and you got to understand, these were real estate agents hired by the City of New London, and their only order was, you get them to sign this contract, and you get an $8,000 commission. We don't care how you do it. That's basically
you need to sue them. You need to sue them. You need to sue their minions, because the next time their minions won't follow the orders.
No. And you know the other sad part is, even if this was a legal eminent domain proceedings where they had to take property, they didn't even try preserving any of these properties.
Hey, sir, that is pure extortion. That's like an offer you can't refuse in The Godfather, where they put the gun to the head of the band leader and say, sign the contract or your brains are going to be on it. To be pointing bulldozers at you going, I'm going to crush your house. Better sign. That's illegal.
Well, you know what? They did it.
What did you say to them?
I told them to get off this property. Do not come near us. Do not call us. Do not even bother us. The place is just not for sale at any price. This is our home.
When did this happen?
Back in 2000, 1998, 99.
And again, give me a ballpark. How many people did they intimidate like this who sold?
Oh, you're talking 75. 75 people, 75 families. 75 of our closest neighbors.
What were the stories they told you? What type of harassment did they deal with?
Basically the same type of harassment. And like I said, a lot of them were, you know, in their late 70s and early 80s, and some of them were sick, and they just didn't have the fight. They just, they were just trying to survive.
You need to go to a store, major supply stores. I don't like to advertise Sam's, but I know they have it, and that's close, and you're in an emergency. They have these VCRs that record for like 10 hours at a time, pure video. You don't want the 24-hour where it just takes a photo every few seconds. You want to get one of those mounted and then hide one of the cameras behind a plant on your porch. And then, boy, you can run a sting on them when they come to your door. Just grovel, and then they'll really get mean, and then you're going to have them, sir. You can destroy them.
Well,
you got to set these people up.
Well, you know what? Like I said, right now we're just trying to stay in our homes.
No, I know, but these units will have four different cameras, split screen. You can put them all around your house and catch them doing stuff.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Just believe me, I know how to deal with these people. It's called hardball.
Yeah.
Okay? Man, I tell you, let's take anything else you want to add before we take calls,
Mike? Well, one of the other intimidations, Mr. Billy Von Winkle's property, he has a tenement building with maybe, five or six apartments in it. During the winter, they came and threw out all of his tenants in their pajamas and bare feet in the wintertime when there's snow on the ground.
But it gets below zero there.
Yes, and then they padlocked them out of their house, and they didn't even own the property yet.
So what ended up happening?
Well, there was an altercation. The police came, and they basically told them that there was nothing they could do because Billy Von Winkle didn't own the property because the city had taken it by eminent domain. And he's like, these people don't need to get back into their homes. They're freezing. So he basically, the cops ended up leaving. He ended up going into his apartment building, breaking the doors open to let his people back in.
What ended up happening with that fight?
And then he contacted the Institute for Justice, and they called and got it straightened out so that these people could remain in their homes.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
No. And these are the intimidations. Can you imagine, waking up first thing in the morning and being thrown out of your apartment?
How do these cops live with themselves?
I wish I knew.
Do you ever walk up to them and they're drinking coffee and go, shame on you?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? What do they say?
Yeah. They basically say, well, we're just following the law. There's nothing we could do.
Yeah, that's what we heard in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think we are? Exactly. We're in Russia.
Folks,
we're basically turning into a communist state here where, you don't have any rights at all.
Well, I keep meaning to go to calls, but the horrors keep getting worse. Anything else?
I could talk your ear off.
Well, you have been, sir. I'm glad.
This has been going on for the last 7 years, and you
I'm glad you're getting it all out. Let's talk to Mike in Louisiana. Mike, you're on the air. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just getting sick to my stomach listening. The more and more information that he reveals is just, it's sickening to realize we've gone this far. I just want to make a couple of comments. First, I'd like to see if it's possible if we can maybe to help you out with the legal fees and whatnot, set up some kind of fund where everyone can just kind of chip in. I mean, it's not practical for me to come there and physically do it because, you know, I got a job and wife and kids. But, you know, if a lot of us come together and, you know, pony up
a little
bit of money.
I wouldn't attack the land rights area now because of the Supreme Court. I would attack all the other criminality.
Sure, sure. There's plenty. I mean, you've got a cornucopia of options, it seems like, and like you're
and
saying.
And attack them on three or four.
Sure, sure. But, you know, that's going to cost money, you know, and obviously.
Well, there's a lot of good lawyers that left out there, and they should do this for free.
Sure,
well,
sure.
Right now we have the Institute of Justice backing us, you know, wholly, and they're going to stand behind us to the bitter end. And they're doing a fantastic job, you know, in our favor right now.
But what about going over? This is racketeering, sir.
Yeah, and one other point I wanted to make, Alex, is the ripple effect of the home values over the long run for people, anybody who's not in sold out to moving into a subdivision, who've already given up many of their rights and freedoms and done what the developers have said to do and agreed to, you know, you're done. Your future is bleak, and the values on those homes are going to just never move up, I would think.
I hear you, Mike. Thanks for the call. Who's up next here?
Yeah, connected to that very well.
Wendy in Michigan. Go ahead. You're on the air, Wendy.
Hi, Alex. I've been just seething about this for the last 2 days, and I don't even own property. You know, I just want to know, if push comes to shove, is that fine gentleman going to meet them at the door to exercise his Second Amendment rights?
Sir, she's saying, will you physically confront them?
You know what? If they confronted me and they really pushed the right buttons, you bet your life I'll confront them, and I'll be confronting them more than with just my fist.
Good job, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, Wendy. Who's up after her? Leslie? Leslie in Virginia. Go ahead, Leslie.
Hi, Alex. I agree with you and the way this thing should be approached. Now, Michael, I need to ask you a question here. Did you go after the disclosures of the supervisors that are involved in this? You get that, and the judges as well, because I'll tell you why this is so important. You need to show conflicts of interest and beware of the limited partnerships. Now, the reason why this is so important is that the disclosure form that is filed for the federal agencies, and you can compare that with the state agencies, are under a microscope. And
yeah, that's right. These city council people and this development board, they're not allowed to have conflicts, though they all do.
Every single one of them does, you know, and we're bringing all that information out.
Now, I want to caution you with the limited partnerships because they changed the law on this, and Alex, that's another show. And the way they hide this is through the limited partnerships. Now, beware of the brothers and sisters and family members, too, because you're no longer required to put the limited partners' names. Now, what they'll do is put a general partner name, like 1%, and that's as far as it goes.
Okay, listen, I appreciate the call. Any comments on that, sir?
Like I said, you know, we are looking at all the conflicts of interest, and you know, believe me, we're going to go after each and every one of them, you know, to find out, you know, how they're lining their pockets.
All right, Dave in Michigan, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, guys. I kind of had the same feelings as Wendy did there from Michigan here about the Second Amendment right. That's kind of a nice way of putting it, but this is making my blood boil too. I'm a homeowner, and if they ever came to my door with something like that, I don't think I'd hesitate. But the issue you brought up, Alex, about, you know, going after them in these other different ways, videoing and all that, and the lawsuit, whatnot, where do you find a judge that's going to not throw it out or not going to be buddies with the people that are trying to take your home,
you know,
in the first place?
You know, if you bring out enough of their corruption, they scatter. It'll hurt them. What'll happen is they'll at least just run off to feed on somebody else.
Well, the thing is, you could always give them to the radio stations and everything else. I mean, they eat that stuff up. And once the public sees it, they, you know.
Lou Dobbs had a poll last night, and I did get the actual numbers. Out of 4,006 respondents were against this, and 44 people out of 4,000 plus were for it. So, I mean, no one's for this, and it's unconstitutional.
You're absolutely right. And if this vote went to the general public, we would have won ages ago. You know, I don't know what those justices were thinking.
It's your property. You own it. It's for some private corporations have gone. Understand, they go lobby. If they can show that they'll, quote, make more money off your land than you will, that you own, they take it from you and then don't even pay you what it's worth.
Yep. And this is all because Pfizer's came into town and the city of New London wanted to bend over backwards to do whatever Pfizer's wanted. I mean, so you talk about your greedy corporation.
Pfizer, the drug company.
You got it.
And again, in your area, they're going to be building houses. What else?
There is going to be a hotel, conference center, biotech buildings, a fitness club. And they kept saying, this is for public use. And I go, how is this for public use? Am I able to go into that fitness center and use that fitness center for free? And they said, no. I said, how am I going to be able to afford to walk into a fitness club that, you're basically subjecting it to, you know, the white-collar worker that's making $400,000 or $500,000?
It's insane. Michael Cristofaro, thank you so much for coming on with us, my friend.
Well, thank you so very much, and you know, keep us in your prayers, and hope that we stay in our homes.
I will, sir. God bless you.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So, you just heard the rest of the story, as they said. As they say, revving bulldozers, harassment, people being thrown out of their homes in the dead of winter with no orders, no court orders, just private people doing it. This is the New World Order. And I guess, you know, the government's doing its job. I mean, you may be with Al-Qaeda. We've got to do this to fight Al-Qaeda. Everything's to fight Al-Qaeda. All this tyranny. Where's George Bush about this? Where's Congress about this? Nowhere. Not a word is being said. And again, it makes my blood boil. John in Missouri, last caller.
Yes. I was told here in Missouri, I don't know if they fight or not, but if they become incorporated, the eminent domain won't touch them.
What, if you create a corporation for your house?
Well, just for yourself. You're incorporated. I'll try and find out some more about it and call you back. A gentleman here that works here with me was telling me about it.
Well, I've never heard that, but it doesn't sound accurate. But who knows? It could be.
Well, I mean, like, a corporation can't come in and buy another corporation. Now, he was trying to...
Corporations can't buy another corporation?
Well, I mean, you know, if you buy, you know how they buy each other out. But I'll try and find out some more information on it and get back with you.
Okay, John, thank you. Interesting. Now, understand, I talked earlier in the show about how they don't give you the value of your home. And then we discovered in the case of New London, they actually just condemn your house out of hand because they say they now own it. And then they go, well, it's only now for the value of your lot, $60,000 instead of $200,000-something. And then they come with bulldozers and say, sign the contract, agree with us, or we're going to tear it down. I mean, that's totally illegal. That's just made up. This is your last chance. Here, you better sign this. And, of course, the police and the government are so corrupt, doesn't matter if that's totally illegal. They just let you do it as long as you're the in-favor group. I mean, folks, don't try it because you'll go to prison. Imagine just getting a bulldozer, driving up to your neighbor's house and going, sell it to me for $50,000 when it's worth $215,000 or I'm going to bulldoze it right now. They'd go call the cops. There'd be a chase on the news as you're driving in your bulldozer with a cop shooting at you. But if you're the in crowd, hey, are you starting to get it, folks? Are you starting to understand just how serious this is? This is out of the Indianapolis Star. Guantanamo, the doctors aided interrogators, paper reports. That came out 2 years ago that they're using doctors for torture. Military doctors at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have aided interrogators in conducting and refining coercive interrogations of detainees. Why not call it torture? Including providing advice on how to exploit fears, according to new, detailed accounts given by former interrogators. The accounts and interviews with the New York Times come as mental health professionals are debating whether the doctors, psychiatrists, and psychologists at the prison camp have violated professional ethics codes. Oh, you got to debate that?
I mean, Joseph Mengele was just helping, too. Dr. Mengele.
We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you next Monday at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar for the final showing of Martial Law here in Austin, Texas. So get your tickets at Infowars.com. by linking over to the Alamo Draft House website, or call and get a hard copy now, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to Infowars.com to order hard copies via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, or at PrisonPlanet.tv, your 15-cent-a-day membership. Watch all the films, the e-books, the weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. Have a great weekend. I love you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order. We shall prevail. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.